KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking from the White House, President Biden says he's been in touch with officials in all of the states affected by Helene.
Communities are devastated. Loved ones waiting, not sure if their loved ones are okay. They can't contact them because there's no cell phone connections. Many more folks displaced with no idea when they'll be able to be returned to the home, if ever, if there's a home to return to.
At least 120 people in six states have been killed as the death toll from Helene has climbed, and a clearer picture emerged of the devastation stretching from Florida's Gulf Coast to the Appalachian Mountains in Virginia. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper predicted the toll would rise. President Biden says the federal government would be with survivors in the nation's southeast for as long as it takes. Also at SRNNews.com, the man accused of trying to assassinate former President Trump on a Florida golf course facing arraignment today.
58-year-old Ryan Ruth was arrested earlier this month after a Secret Service agent spotted him hiding in the bushes with a rifle at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. The man was seen before he was able to fire off any shots, but he did escape the scene. He was later apprehended by local police due to a bystander getting a picture of his license tag before he got away. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The union representing U.S. dock workers signaled that 45,000 members will walk off the job at midnight, kicking off a massive strike likely to shut down ports across the East and Gulf Coast. The coming work stoppage threatens to significantly curtail the nation's supply chain. The strike by members of the International Longshoremen's Association could cause 36 ports, which handle roughly half the goods shipped in and out of the U.S., to shutter their operations. This is SRN News. Evangelicals for Harris launches another attack ad.
For the second time, the Political Action Committee is putting out a video making it look as though the late Billy Graham is criticizing Donald Trump. The latest spot juxtaposes footage of Graham's sermons on greed with clips of the former president. Billy's son Franklin is not happy about it, saying that when his father was alive, he, quote, appreciated the conservative values and policies of President Trump. Evangelicals for Harris is spending over $1 million on the campaign. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the House urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specifically be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. However, Congress has already passed laws granting churches and conventions or associations of churches special protections in order to uphold freedom of religion. This is SRN News. DirecTV is buying Dish and Sling as the company seeks to better compete against streaming services that have become dominant.
In a Monday announcement, DirecTV said it would acquire Dish TV and Sling TV from its owner, EchoStar. The acquisition comes in the form of a debt exchange transaction, one that includes a payment of $1 plus an assumption of debt. The prospect of a DirecTV-Dish combo has long been rumored. In fact, the two almost merged more than two decades ago. The Federal Communications Commission blocked that transaction, citing antitrust concerns. Bob Agner reporting.
Britain's last coal-fired power plant closing. It will mark the end of 142 years of coal-generated electricity in the nation that sparked the Industrial Revolution. The Ratcliffe-on-Soar station in central England, due to finish its final shift at midnight on Monday. Britain, the first group of seven nation economies to phase out coal. More details at SRNNews.com.